This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Poland's Deputy Foreign Minister and Secretary of State, Ladislaw Teofil Bartoszewski, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi played a key role in persuading Russian President Vladimir Putin not to use tactical nuclear weapons in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. Speaking to the media, Mr. Bartoszewski acknowledged Prime Minister Modi's effort, highlighting India's role as a key mediator in global peace efforts.
We are very grateful for India's involvement. We are very happy that Prime Minister Modi is doing that. We appreciate the fact that Prime Minister Modi did persuade Mr. Putin not to try to use tactical nuclear weapons. He made a call to President Putin, and we also want peace.
Mrs. Bartoszewski also praised India's multiple successful evacuation and humanitarian aid missions, emphasizing that operations like Operation Ganga, Operation Devi Shakti and Operation Kaveri demonstrated the country's commitment to global stability. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have concluded a more than an hour-long call as the White House pushes its 30-day ceasefire with Ukraine aimed at ending the grinding war. The White House and Kremlin did not offer any immediate details about the substance of the conversation, but both have confirmed that the call has ended. Earlier ahead of the call, President Trump said he is expected to discuss with President Putin land and power plants that have been seized during the grinding three-year conflict. The Election Commission has said that it will soon initiate the technical consultations with regard to linking of voter ID with Aadhaar. The technical consultations will take place between UIDAI and experts of the Election Commission. This decision was taken during the meeting held by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar with secretaries from the Home Ministry, the Legislative Department and the CEO of UIDAI in New Delhi. External Affairs Ministry has said that Pakistan's active promotion and sponsorship of cross-border terrorism is the biggest roadblock to peace and security in Jammu and Kashmir. In response to media queries on the comments made by Pakistan, MEA spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that instead of spreading lies, Pakistan should vacate Indian territory under its illegal and forcible occupation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserted that Prayagraj Mahakumbh is a significant milestone that reflects the spirit of an awakened nation. Making a statement in the Lok Sabha on Mahakumbh, Mr. Modi said that Mahakumbh was led by the people, driven by their resolve and inspired by their unwavering devotion. Citing his recent visit to Mauritius, where he carried sacred water from Triveni Prayagraj, collected during the Mahakumbh, Prime Minister mentioned that the profound atmosphere of devotion and celebration when the holy water was offered at Mauritius' Ganga Talao. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a meeting with his Netherlands counterpart Ruben Brekel-Lintz in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed enhancing bilateral cooperation in areas such as defence, security, information exchange, the Indo-Pacific and the new and emerging technologies. They also explored possibilities for collaboration in shipbuilding, equipment and the space sector, leveraging the complementarities in skills, technology and scale between the two countries. Both leaders discussed working together in domains like artificial intelligence and related technologies, as well as connecting their respective defence technology, research institutes and organisations. Lok Sabha and India AI Mission signed an MOU in New Delhi in the presence of Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. Later speaking to the media, Mr. Vaishnaw said that a data set called the AI Coach will be created, which will enable the translation of extensive debates in the Lok Sabha into any language. Khelo India Para Games 2025 has launched its anthem, mascot and a logo in the presence of Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, yesterday in New Delhi. The Para Games are going to be held from 20th of this month till 27th of March in the national capital. In Kabaddi World Cup 2025, Indian women's team began its campaign on a positive note, defeating Wales 89-18 in their opening Group D clash at Wolverhampton, England, yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.